I'm speaking with Jeff Caldwell. We are doing this as part of the whole launch of the newly engineered agriculture.com. And Jeff, you're one of the guys that's on the team that's put together this website and helped manage it on a daily basis. One of the things that I wanted to focus on with you is the whole community aspect of what you do with Successful Farming and the online home of that being agriculture.com. Tell us a little bit about that community.
Okay, well, thanks, Chuck. You know, one of the key points that we sort of based our whole approach on when we started with re-engineering the site is we wanted to utilize the community that we have. We have always had a very strong community, and we wanted to both reach out to them in different ways and give them some different tools that can help them with their business, and that some of those things were sort of extensions of some of our previous offerings, and some of them are altogether new, recognizing that there are some fairly common shared needs that farmers have, be it the ability to advertise a side business, for example. We came up with a new tool called the Ag Directory to allow them to sort of showcase some different things on their farm. We're giving them ways to share content almost to the degree that we have our own editors and contributors. And so it's really about giving them more tools and to share with one another and with us, and hopefully in the end, you know, make themselves better at their business as a result.
Well, you've done a little bit of research on how active these people are in the community, and from what I've seen, it looks to me, you know, what I would expect having seen this type of research, but it's interesting. People might want to know that when it comes to participating in a community, it's really a relatively small percentage of the total that get real active, and yet there's a large number who are at least monitoring the conversation or listening in, or as in online speak, they're lurking there.
Yeah. We sort of use as a general rule that 1 out of 100 people on our site are very active. They're sort of our super users, and you know, in a lot of ways, they represent a lot of the common ideals and a lot of the common themes that other farmers that are important to other farmers. And so, you know, about 80% of the people on our site, particularly our forums, are what we would call lurkers. You know, they're monitoring the conversations, but they're not actively participating. And so what we're trying to do is sort of show our super users, those ones who are very active, that, hey, we really, your input into our website is what makes our website, basically. And your input represents also the input of hundreds of, and possibly thousands of other farmers. And so we really want to engage those people who are very active and, you know, show them that, you know, this is kind of your site, and you're kind of dictating what goes on our site. And so we really want them to know that, just to know that. We want them to know that we're here to share what they say. And, again, we want them to contribute to the conversation, but we also want them to do it in a way where they're going to feel a direct benefit for their farms and their businesses.
Well, one of the things that I have found interesting and have had my own experience with is if you're going to have an interactive component or like a forum, for example, you can't just sort of set that up, let people jump into it and walk away. You really need to administrate that. You need to have somebody who's minding the store, so to speak, and you guys do that for these internal mechanisms like with your Farmers for the Future.
Yeah, we have some just in with our community in general in our forums on agriculture.com, and then as well as a couple of sort of outposts for our content. Mike McGinnis, our markets editor, he's sort of manages the market eye postings each day in the forums from his desk on the Chicago Board of Trade floor. I'm involved with our Farmers for the Future social network, and you know our jobs there are. Our mine, I guess, with Farmers for the Future is not to really share anything. I'm there to kind of monitor the conversations, make sure, you know, to kind of be the hall monitor, the referee when I need to be, but also be there to to kind of get some interaction going, we always strive to personally welcome as many people as we can, and, you know, personally connect with those people. And, you know, just because, you know, it's just like saying hi to a wallflower at a party. You know, you want people to feel welcome, and you want them to feel like they're part of the process and part of the whole body of information and knowledge. And so, you know, when the more people that feel that way, the more robust the community is going to be, and the better the output, and, you know, the better the content that everyone generates, and just the better off it is. So we try to, you know, every day reach out to as many people we can, you know, one-on-one, personally, and really get them involved in the process, just in general.
Well, with these people that are posting onto the website, how does that help or benefit, or does it, your own editors for content? Does that help them in terms of seeing what's of interest to farmers, what they want to talk about, for example?
You know, I rarely anymore will write a story that I deem important. You know, the biggest benefit for us editorially to having such a strong community that, like we do, is they tell us exactly what they want to hear about. You know, I'm not going to go in there and write a story about soybean aphids, for example, if nobody cares. You know, if soybean aphids are nowhere, you know, I might be able to write a very, you know, eloquent, wonderful story, but if nobody cares, then there's no point to doing it. And so, you know, my philosophy has always been, I want to go in there and I want to hear from them what they're talking about, and then I'm going to write my story based on what I hear. And it may be something totally out of left field for me. It may be something that I didn't expect. Maybe a machinery maintenance item, for example. Those are always extremely popular. Things that we wouldn't think so in just our editorial thought process. But when we find out that, hey, there's a lot of farmers having issues with, you know, getting their planters ready or something for in the spring or something like that, you know, those are real issues that are important on the ground, and that's what we write about. I mean, it's just sort of that direct connection with our community that makes us be able to generate editorial content that is exactly what they want and what they expect.
Well, I want to just touch on social media, because you've got that very well integrated into the new agriculture.com, both on an inbound and an outbound basis. Explain how that works.
We sort of the main feature, I guess, of the new website is a tool called called the A-List. And what it is, we all kind of have a footprint in social media. We're all active on Facebook and Twitter, these other, our own social networks, our forums, a lot of different places. And there's a lot of content. And, you know, we all also have our own sources and friends out on the web that generate content for us. And you know, sometimes a good old-fashioned editorial, you know, 12-graph editorial story just doesn't fit. And we also recognize that people's media consumption habits are changing. And we also recognize that we can't meet all the needs of everyone's media consumption habits. And so what we're doing with the A-List is going out to the web on just basically everywhere. And we're just sort of screening what we think is important based on what our community tells us. Issues that that we, for whatever reason, wouldn't have on our site otherwise. Maybe it's a farmer. He's out in his field, and he takes a twit pic of some soybean aphids in one of his bean fields or something. And, you know, there's value in that because, you know, we can go in there and we can connect his tweet right to the A-List, and somebody can go in there and see that gentleman's location and get an idea, well, our aphids coming, you know, there's some pragmatic, practical knowledge to that. And so through tools like that, we're just sort of going out to the whole web, bringing in what our community tells us is important to them and putting it all in one kind of framework on our site. We've also sort of got a new Twitter integration feature in our forums that allows us to not only take tweets from a feed and put them in as forum topics, but also let folks know that, hey, we think this is important. We've put this in our forums. We let them know via Twitter you know, very publicly that, hey, your tweet is being talked about in our forums. And so it's kind of like a way of reaching out and saying, hey, this is important to us and important to our community. And so it's sort of a invitation for them to take part as well. And so those are kind of the inbound ways. Outbound, you know, all the social bookmarking tools. We have just short of 300 different social bookmarking tools on our site. I don't even know what the vast majority of them are at all. But we have those available, and we kind of have our own tool set called Ag This, based on the Add This toolbar. And it's just a real simple way for somebody to be reading a story on our site or looking at a forum or something and just click of a mouse, share that with their Facebook friends or whatever. And so it's just a way that people can, you know, help share what's important to them and, you know, get more people enthusiastic about our site. And so, so it's just kind of a way that we're trying to connect everything, all of our assets in our site with all of the different networks and just the web in general. I mean, it's kind of a grandiose thing to think about, I guess, but but it's just we're trying to connect with everybody out there.
Well, we are. We're global, as long as they speak English.
Yeah.
No. Because I'm sure your site as well, we get a lot of international visitors, and that's just the nature of the web. And part of what helps sometimes demonstrate real clearly how global this agricultural business is. Well, that's Jeff Caldwell. He's one of the guys on the team who has created the new agriculture.com and take a part of it using some of the suggestions that you might have heard here in our conversation. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.